Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday afternoon, May 20th, 2025, and we have a great mix of nonprofit headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Center for NeuroSkills Chief Financial Officer named 2025 Kern County Heart Walk Chair. Lindsay Ashley, Chief Financial Officer of Center for NeuroSkills, will chair the 2025 Kern County Heart and Stroke Walk, scheduled for October 11th at California State University, Bakersfield. Ashley aims to raise funds for the American Heart Association and promote a healthy lifestyle. She will lead a team of executives to recruit companies for the event. Funds raised will support research, education, and community health initiatives. Participants can register at bakersfieldheartwalk.com. Center for NeuroSkills will participate in HeartWalk events in California and Texas, with Dr. Matt Ashley serving on the Central Texas American Heart Association's Board of Directors.
The Garnet Society partners with Brave Coalition to raise funds for the Ferdinand Ofadile Lecture on Diversity in Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery. The Garnet Society has partnered with Brave Coalition to raise funds for the Ferdinand Ofadile Lecture on Diversity in Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery. This collaboration aims to reach a $100,000 endowment goal to ensure the ongoing presence of this vital lecture at PSTM. The funds raised will directly support speaker fees, travel expenses, and program development for future lectures. Dr. Paris Butler, a founding member of the Garnet Society, expressed excitement about this partnership, emphasizing the alignment of missions between the two organizations. The Ferdinand Ofadile Lecture honors the legacy of Dr. Ferdinand Ofadile, a prominent figure in plastic surgery history. Individuals and organizations committed to inclusive excellence in medicine are invited to contribute to this initiative by donating online or by mail. Together, the Garnet Society and Brave Coalition are working towards a more inclusive and representative plastic surgery community.
Forged Media and Benevolist win prestigious NETI Award for Best in Web Design category. Forged Media and Benevolist have been honored with the prestigious NETI Award for Best in Web Design at the 2025 NETI Awards. This recognition highlights their commitment to innovation, excellence, and impact in the digital space. The NETI Awards are a respected benchmark for industry leaders, global brands, and emerging disruptors across more than 100 categories. Forged Media's president, Lee Carroll, expressed gratitude for the recognition, emphasizing the dedication and innovation behind their work on benevolist.org. The platform simplifies the donation process, balancing back-end sophistication with front-end simplicity. This approach has made giving more accessible and efficient, driving repeat contributions. The award recognizes Forged Media's groundbreaking work in technology for good, showcasing their creativity, technical proficiency, innovation, and overall excellence.
Mental Health Watchdog calling for a ban on the use of the electroshock machine in Florida. A mental health watchdog group, the Citizens Commission on Human Rights, CHR, is calling for a ban on the use of the electroshock machine in Florida. Concerned citizens, business leaders, and parents protested the use of electroshock, also known as electroconvulsive therapy or ECT, especially on children under the age of 5. Despite claims that ECT can reset brain function like rebooting a computer, the procedure has devastating side effects, including death and brain damage. CCHR President Diane Stein points out that psychiatrists push ECT as a treatment for depression and suicide, despite no evidence that it prevents suicide. Forced shock therapy, like the case of patient Henley, can result in severe memory loss, confusion, and long-term effects. Experts like Ron Bassman and Jim Gottstein argue that ECT causes permanent memory loss and brain damage and should be banned altogether.
Judith Schumacher-Tilton is recognized among 100 leading women in the North American auto industry. Judith Schumacher-Tilton, president of Schumacher Chevrolet Auto Group, has been recognized as one of the 100 leading women in the North American auto industry by Automotive News. This prestigious list acknowledges female leaders who have significant influence in the automotive field. Schumacher-Tilton and her co-honorees were celebrated at a gala in Dearborn Mike, hosted by Automotive News. Since 1925, Automotive News has been a primary source for news in the automotive industry, delivering value to its readers through various platforms. Judith Schumacher-Tilton, a resident of Montclair, New Jersey, is known for her extensive charitable work and community involvement. As the president of Schumacher Chevrolet Auto Group, she has made a significant impact in New Jersey's automotive industry. To learn more about Schumacher Chevrolet Auto Group, visit schumacherchevy.com or call 973-256-1065.
Legends of the Game to be honored at 14th Annual Mike Ditka's Gridiron Greats Hall of Fame Gala at the Hyatt Regency O'Hare. The 14th Annual Mike Ditka's Gridiron Greats Hall of Fame Gala will honor football legends and their off-the-field contributions on May 30th at 6 p.m. at the Hyatt Regency O'Hare in Rosemont. Hosted by John Ternor, the event will feature a performance by John Vincent. Inductees include Olin Kreutz, Mark Collins, Vernon Davis, Leonard Marshall, Chris Draft, and Garney Henley. Angela Biletnikoff will receive an award from Sylvia Mackey, and Chris Draft will be honored with the Marv Levy Impact Award. Proceeds will benefit the Gridiron Greats Assistance Fund, providing assistance to retired NFL players in need. Limited tickets tables are available for purchase. Most hosts inaugural luncheon fundraiser, Empowering Girls and Elevating Futures. MOSTI, a Los Angeles-based nonprofit organization, will host its inaugural luncheon fundraiser, Empowering Girls and Elevating Futures, on June 7, 2025, from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at San Antonio Winery in downtown Los Angeles. The event will showcase MOSTI's work over its 39-year history, featuring lunch, student and alumni speakers, and updates on current programming. The organization recently celebrated graduating high school seniors at its culmination ceremony, marking a milestone for scholars as they enter college. The luncheon aims to invest in the future of young women in Los Angeles County, supporting programs like the MOSTI Leadership Academy and College Readiness. With a 38% increase in scholar enrollment this year, MOSTI continues to serve students in 19 communities, providing mentorship, career pathways, and academic support. For event details and donations, visit the website.
CETO Foundation releases third video in the Sober Skipper Why It Matters series, featuring professional wakeboarder Thomas Herman. The CETO Foundation has released the final video in its Sober Skipper Why It Matters series, featuring professional wakeboarder Thomas Herman. This video emphasizes the importance of having a sober skipper for a safe and enjoyable boating experience. National Safe Boating Week aims to educate boaters, with the foundation targeting men ages 24 to 50 to prevent BUI-related incidents. Herman highlights the necessity of staying sober on the water for safety and peak performance. Executive Director Gail R. Culp stresses the significance of responsible choices like having a sober skipper. Join the CETO Foundation in promoting boating safety and watch the video to learn more. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.